Good morning, 8:38, Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. We welcome Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
That's a beautiful piece of art you have behind. I don't have a camera on my computer, so my guests can't see me, but very often I can see them. Is that you're in your office, I assume?
I am in my office. You can see the piles of paper.
Very nice. So before we meet our guest, a new provider at the Clyde Family Medicine location, what's the latest news and notes from around the Finger Lakes health community?
Well, as you can imagine, we're glad that people are getting back out. We're seeing more and more people, I think, of course, accessing the vaccines still. We're grateful that every time we have someone in a new admission to long-term care, we can offer them the vaccine. So we're, hopefully doing our part to get a little bit back to normal, get people out for some of these preventative services. Our guest today not only works up in Clyde, I think we didn't get in the email to you, also at Seneca Family Health Center. So we're really lucky. I want to introduce him and share with you a little bit about we had all of our providers do a philosophy of care video where they talk a little about themselves, and in particular, because we knew it was harder for people to meet people right now. And hands down, he was everybody's favorite video because he was so sincere and authentic and really talked a lot about really focusing on individualized care and what people's personal goals were. So if you want to know a little bit more about our guest today after the show, go on our website, flhealth.org, and you can search for his video and learn even a little bit more than you'll learn today. But Dr. Medina, he did his training in Aruba at Xavier University School of Medicine. That's where he went to medical school and then did residency in Puerto Rico. Then we were very lucky. Internal medicine physicians are harder and harder to find. So we feel very, very grateful that Dr. Sixto Medina has joined us, and he is going to be working at Seneca Family Health Center, has been working at Seneca Family Health Center, as well as up in Clyde with teams at both places. So I just can't wait for you to meet him, because the kind of person we all want is somebody who sort of listens and really focuses on your health goals with you and is really a true, we always talk about it as sort of a tagline of finding a partner in your care. But I think that people will be very, very glad that he has joined us to help keep us healthy in our community.
All right. Dr. Sixto Medina, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So as Laura said, you went to medical school in Aruba and did your residency in Puerto Rico. So how did you find your way from there to the Finger Lakes and Finger Lakes Health?
Well, you know, funny story is my best friend and his wife moved up here, and they joined the team before I did. And they were talking about the great atmosphere in this company to the extent that my wife was, we should check this out. So came to an interview midwinter. My wife does not like the cold, but she loved it. We loved it so much up here. And I've been lucky enough to continue to meet more people from the community. And every day I fall in love more and more with this area.
I believe I know the two friends to whom you're referring, and I think we've had them on the air as well. So that's pretty good, Laura, when you get employees recruiting other employees.
I know. I think it tells you a little bit something about our place. And not only that, we for years and years had family members. We used to do ad series sometimes of generations of people where the mom was a nurse and then the daughter followed in her footsteps, or we had our pathologist whose kids went to New Vision and then went on to medicine. We feel like it's a big part of the Finger Lakes Health family. So when you can have friends and chosen family join one another working here in service to our community, we feel pretty fortunate.
I always like to ask my guests what attracted them to their specialty. So in your case, what was it about family medicine that drew your interest?
Well, I do internal medicine. What I like is just dealing with people, you know, just adults. So I treat people from the ages of 16, 18, all the way until I can tell people, until we stop breathing. And I like to listen to my patients. Sometimes they come with high blood pressure or uncontrolled diabetes. But there are other underlying factors that are not necessarily treated with medications, but do require understanding so we can better help these patients. So it's always a challenge. Every day is different. So it's very exciting. So I get to hang out with my patients every day.
That's interesting, because I think sometimes people might be a little nervous talking to a doctor, especially when it's a new relationship. So what do you learn from your patients from listening?
Well, you know, every time I have a new patient, I like to ask them, what do you do and what do you like to do? Sometimes they like, I'm retired. I'm like, well, that's great. But what do you do? What do you do with your free time? And So I want to learn about their stressors. I want to know about what makes them happy. I want to know about what might be getting them sick, poor sleeping habits, poor eating habits, and misinformation. And you can only get that from conversation.
Have you found some of those health things exacerbated by the pandemic? For example, do you find people who've gained weight because their eating habits have changed and they didn't get out as much? How is the pandemic, other than the virus itself, of course, changing our overall health?
You know, I have not met anyone that the pandemic has not affected. And the people that say, oh, it has not affected me, there's a level of denial there. It's affected how we interact with our families, with our friends, at work, wearing a face mask. For some people, the whole stress of feeling that they have to do something, be told to do something, is a big issue. So it's important to talk about it, address it, and validate people's concerns. So it's been a huge deal.
It sounds like that you're a very up close, hands on type of provider. That has to have been a little bit difficult for you during the pandemic, when contact was limited, and you probably weren't able to have as many of those good face to face conversations as you might have liked.
You know, it's funny. When I graduated from Puerto Rico, internal medicine, right? So this is my first job. So we were brought into the pandemic as residents, a choice, and we did get to have that first face-to-face encounter with all these very sick patients. But so our residency, our work did shift. Coming out of that sort of environment and just having to distance from people and wearing a face mask and whatnot. Of course, it's very different and challenging, but I try to make my patients as comfortable as possible so they can open up and we can have take advantage of the time as best as possible.
That's what I was going to ask about next is, like you said, sometimes people are reluctant to share their intimate details of the way they're feeling and things with a doctor, but it's important that you open up and do that. So how do you get a patient to sort of open up and confide in you and get that good relationship going?
You know, that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons I always start with, what do you do and what do you like to do? Because the patient will start talking about their likes, their makes or breaks, you know, and once you get the ball rolling and then you can start getting into deeper subjects. I mean, nonverbal communication is extremely important. So although we do wear face masks, you know, our eyes really say a lot about, you know, is this patient uncomfortable or not uncomfortable? Positioning, like, is this patient, you know, guarding himself? Is this a topic that I need to maybe talk about later and not just right now? So if there are some concerns, what I do is I do a follow-up that's closer in time so we can continue addressing other issues.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Sixto Medina, who practices at both Seneca Family Health Center in Waterloo and also Clyde Family Health Center. One of the things that we've seen during the pandemic is a lot of people have gotten behind on just routine visits and routine care because of the lack of contact or fear of going out. So let's talk about the importance of making sure you get back into that regular routine of checkups and just all the basic day-to-day things you do with your doctor.
I've seen many people that have stopped going to their doctors because they're afraid to get sick, and they've abandoned their health. They've stopped exercising, they've stopped walking, they stopped being active, doing the things that they liked. We come from a place where we have seasons, and people go out when it's summer, when it's nice out, and well, they kind of stay in the winter, and people start looking forward to spring and in the summer. So when you took that away because of this pandemic, it really did a lot of damage to a lot of people. So right now, thank goodness, the regulations are bringing the guard down. People can start going out. So what I'm telling people is go out, stay active, and come and see us. You know, it's safe, and we'll have a great time.
The vaccination effort got off to a pretty strong start and has kind of plateaued a little bit. People are looking at various incentives and trying to reach those who are vaccine hesitant. Have you run into anybody like that? Or what do you say to somebody if they say, I don't know if it's safe, I don't know if I should, and they're vaccine hesitant?
My recommendation is that every single person should get a vaccine. There are very few people that I think it's not. They shouldn't get vaccinated for people that are terminally ill and have little to live. You know, why make them go through all these side effects? Of course, I get a lot of hesitation and people that don't want to get vaccines. I don't argue with people. There's no need for it. They've already made up their mind. I mean, I will talk to them to an extent. I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. But if I recommend it, I definitely recommend it.
Laura, were you about to say something? I think I might have cut you off.
Oh, no. I'm just wondering, knowing how many more of our visits have been telemedicine, what patients can do on our end for an effective telemedicine visit? What is, we know the history and physical is such an important part and some hands-on medicine is so critical, but what can a patient do during a telemed visit to make sure that that is the most effective visit? And again, we're moving a little more away from them, but I think they're here to stay. I don't think that I don't think they'll ever be in our rear view mirror fully. So Dr. Medina, what do you recommend or what do you suggest to make sure you can have an effective telemedicine visit, given how important those personal connections are?
You know, I feel for a patient to get prepared for a telemed visit, talk to your spouse. There are many things that maybe I don't see, but maybe my spouse will be like, hey, you know what? You're snoring louder. You're more tired than usual. You feel upset. So have a conversation with your spouse. Have a conversation with your people that are close to you to see, like, have a discussion about what might be changing in me that I have not noticed. And one thing I emphasize is it's important to go to a primary care doctor or provider, because some things are normal to me, but your normal is not my normal. And sometimes it should not be normal, but you've just adopted something that's new, it's ongoing. And you have people with diabetes and extremely high blood pressure and thyroid issues, and they feel normal. And once you start treating them, they feel like, oh my goodness, I really feel great. And they see a change. So I tell my patients, get ready for that encounter and, you know, discuss this with someone close that really knows you.
All right, Dr. Sixto Medina, practicing both at Seneca Family Health in Waterloo and at Clyde Family Health. Thanks for your time. Welcome to the Finger Lakes Health team, and I'm sure we'll talk again somewhere down the road.
Awesome.
All right, Laura, thank you as always.
Take care, Tad.
All right.